Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. We're your hosts, Nick Denikin
and Mallory Wilson. On today's bulletin, you can expect a cookout at the local fire department this evening, as long as the likely scattered showers forecasted for this afternoon don't stick around too long.
But expect more news on that during today's disaster report. Color Luck City Library's weekly storybook read-along has been postponed to the weekend due to forecasted inclement weather. More information to come.
And finally, citizens are reminded to secure loose belongings stored outside. High winds are prone to scattering around anything that is light enough to be blown away. And now here's Nick with his horoscope reading.
Are you hearing this, listeners? The disrespect I'm experiencing? Anyway, Aries, you have more value to others than how you can be of use to them. Make sure you don't overcommit your time or your emotions, because there will be an opportunity to do so. Taurus, is there something that isn't working in your day-to-day life, a less-than-ideal pattern? Take some time, see if you can find a way to make your plans fit together better. Gemini, what do you want from life? Do you fear death? Do you crave meaning? Toss all that out the window. Live fast, die young. Cancer, you may have some fights or arguments with your cohabitants this week. There's no shame in avoiding people for a bit if you need a break. Leo, you. Yes, you. I cannot stress enough that the only way for people to know what you need or want from them is to talk to them. Thank you. Virgo, you might see a financial windfall this week. Congratulations! Try to be sure to use it where you need it most. Libra, okay, take a deep breath. What I need you to keep in mind this week is that not everyone is going to get along with everyone, and that's okay. Scorpio, self-isolation is not the way to go. Don't confuse healthy boundaries, inner reflection, and causing yourself suffering. People care about you. Sagittarius, your friends will be important to you. Keep an eye on their needs in your relationship. They matter too. Also, in 3, 2, 1, duck. Capricorn, yes, I know money is important. Yes, I know you don't want to starve. However, how happy is your job really making you? Can you improve that? Do try. Aquarius, honestly, you're going to be vibing this week. I don't know what else to tell you. Pisces, everything takes work and constant effort. I know it feels like a lot of pressure, but I promise, soon you'll be able to let it go. Today's disaster report is brought to you by my roommate Colin, calling during the break to tell me that our ceiling has developed a leak. Over to you, Mallory, to explain the reason for my suffering.
There is a storm approaching, listeners. It approaches from the west, tall cumulonimbus clouds that level out as they reach the top of the troposphere. This is, of course, one of the easiest ways to predict rain. Watch the sky for dark, anvil-shaped clouds in the sight of distant rain. Watch for the flashes of lightning within the approaching clouds and count down the seconds until the accompanying roll of thunder reaches you. When the storm hits, and undoubtedly it will hit hard, it is best not to venture outside. After all, to a certain extent, the weather is unpredictable, and the winds could shift at any moment. Lightning is even more unpredictable, and, for that matter, more dangerous. Perhaps it is best to set curiosity aside in the face of a storm such as this, lest the wind and rain prove strong enough to tear you apart, limb from limb. But do not worry, as this is nothing we haven't experienced before. Like everything, the storm will eventually pass. This week, I'm here to talk to you about methane clathrates.
And what are those, Mallory?
Clathrates are essentially ice sculptures capable of holding onto gases for a very long time, particularly methane. During the late Triassic, when Pangaea started to break apart, a lot of magma was released to the surface, and with it came a lot of carbon dioxide. As carbon dioxide is prone to do, it trapped heat on the planet and melted the clathrates, releasing even more greenhouse gases into the air and raising global temperatures about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius. Mega-monsoons, even larger than what we experience today to begin with, grew much more intense, and the oceans grew much more acidic. Food chains collapsed, and by the beginning of the Jurassic, only about 24% of all life was still alive. Interestingly enough, this extinction is what allowed dinosaurs, whom many of us know and love, to really take over. Prior to the end Triassic extinction, they had been sharing the stage with pseudosuchans, or very early crocodiles, and were hardly distinguishable from them. By seemingly pure luck, early dinosaurs made it through much better than early crocodiles did, and that's how they came to be the dinosaurs that we recognize today.
That's fun. Really fun. Is it going to happen again?
I mean, undoubtedly there's going to be another mass extinction at some point in the future, but something exactly like that one, I doubt we'd see it.
Would we know if it was happening?
For all we know, we might be in one now.
Well, that's not worrying. Not that it matters much, I guess.
Oh, you'll be fine. You've survived every disaster you've been in so far, and extinction isn't that much different.
Then what does make it different? I assume it's not an extinction every day of the week.
Extinctions are global, I suppose, and more long-term. Plus, disasters are typically localized events and really only count as a disaster if there's been a certain threshold of loss of life or property damage crossed and—
Okay, thank you, Mallory. We do have a show to end.
Right. My apologies. Thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, there is a storm approaching, listeners.